Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, and thank you for waiting. Welcome to Unicasa Indústria de Móveis S.A. conference call to discuss the results of the third quarter of 2019. Today with us, we have Mr. Gustavo Dall'Onder, CEO, CFO, and IRO, and Luciana Nemerig, Industrial Officer. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and all participants will be in listen-only mode during the company's presentation. At the end, we will hold a question and answer session when further instructions will be given. Should you need assistance during the call, please press star zero to reach the operator. This event is being broadcast simultaneously on the internet via webcast, and you may access it at unicasamoves.com.br/IR, where you find the respective presentation. The slide selection will be managed by you. We would like to remind you that participants in the webcast may post their questions to Unicasa on the website, and they will be answered during the Q&A session. Before proceeding, we would like to clarify that forward-looking statements that might be made during this call in relation to Unicasa's business perspectives, projections, operating and financial targets, our beliefs and assumptions of the company's management, as well as information currently available to Unicasa. Forward-looking statements are not guarantees of performance, and they involve risks, uncertainties, and assumptions as they refer to future events, and therefore they depend on circumstances that may or may not occur. Investors and analysts should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect the future results of Unicasa and may lead to results that differ materially from those expressed in such forward-looking statements. Now we would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Gustavo Dall'Onder in order to start the presentation. Mr. Dall'Onder, you may proceed. Good morning. During the third quarter, the operating result was considerably higher than last year's, as well as occurred in the two previous quarters of 2019. Net income in the third quarter was 4.39 million, vis-a-vis 1.94 million during the third quarter of 18, and year-to-date, 2019, it was 11.42 million, vis-a-vis 1.59 million during the first nine months of 2018. Most of the results were attained because of the company's planning in the control of operating expenses that went down by 29.8% during this period. EBITDA margin, operating margin, ROIC, and ROE indicators reflected the performance, showing a relevant increase. The gross margin this quarter had a reduction of 0.5 percentage points, mainly due to the reduction of the cost dilution base that had an impact higher to the improvement of the product and client mix in the quarter. The company's cash had a considerable hike in the last few quarters, 17 million reals at the end of 3Q19, and the company decided to forward it for the study of the General Assembly to be convened for December 2019, a proposal of reduction of the capital stock for 40 million, 14 million for the mitigation of accumulated losses, 2.5 million for the absorption of the capital reserve, and 24 million to be returned to shareholders. And now, slide number five, the highlights of the period. We had a net income of 4.4 million in the quarter, 6.8 percentage point increase in the net margin, 7.6 percentage point in operating margin, 8.3 percentage margin in the EBITDA margin. Profitability indicators reflect these improvements. ROIC going up 12.3 percentage point, ROE 9.3 percentage points. As of slide number seven, we talk about the performance of our sales channel. Starting by the Delano and Favorita exclusive resellers, there is a drop in the gross revenue ex-IPI, 11.5% vis-a-vis the third quarter 18, a reduction in the number of modules sold, 13.6%. On slide 8, we see that the new and Casa Brasileira brands had a drop of 10.5% in gross revenue, reduction in modules sold 19.3%. On slide 9, we see the performance of multi-brand resellers. There was a reduction of 7.2% in the gross revenue and 3.5% reduction in modules sold. The corporate segment, as you can see on slide 10, had a drop of 37.2% in gross revenue, reduction in the modules sold, 6% reduction. I would like to remind you that this segment is affected by the specifics of each project sold in the comparable periods. On slide 11, we see an increase of 109% in revenue in the export segment and 164% increase in modules sold. The same way as the corporate, exports also had a significant influence of each specific of each project sold beside the exchange rate variation. The performance of the consolidated revenue of Unicasa on slide 12 was a reduction in revenue by 8.1% and reduction in the modules sold 7.6%. On slide 13, we highlight the most relevant points of the revenue this quarter. First, reduction of 7.7% due to the closure of stores. Second, reduction of 1.7% due to the end of our own stores operation, offset partially by the reduction of operating expenses coming from this business unit. Third, 1.2% increase in the other sales channels, driven mainly by the performance of sales of exports and stores in maturation. On slide number 14, we can see that the average productivity of stores in the quarter grew mainly because of the end of operations with low productivity. Average productivity of the Leone Favorita channels was 81.2 thousand reals per store per month, growing by 2.6% year on year. In the new and Casa Brasileira channels, average productivity was 39.4 thousand per month per store, growing 20.1% year on year. On slide 15, we have a chart with the evolution of our exclusive and multi-brand POS. We closed the quarter with 193 exclusive stores, 17% lower year on year. On slide 16, we have a chart with the evolution of our exclusive POS segregated by brand. We closed the quarter with 95 operations of Leone Favorita, 98 new in Casa Brasileira. I would like to talk about the net opening of one store in the Leone Favorita in this quarter on a quarter-on-quarter basis. On slide 18, we can see the summary of Unicasa's result in the third quarter. We had the net profit going down by 9.3 percentage points, and we will be explaining this on the following slide. In spite of the increase in margin because of the sales mix of 2 percentage points, margin went down mainly due to the sale of raw material of items that were discontinued during 2018 and 19 due to improvements in products, generating a reduction of 1 percentage point in the gross margin, and the sale does not generate losses to the company. Nevertheless, the margin is significantly lower than in the other sales channels, and the effect of the lower base of revenue for the dilution of general expenses of manufacturing also impacted the margin by 1.5 percentage point. On slide 20, we have a chart with the evolution of our SG&A going down by 29.8% on a year-on-year basis, and this reduction is explained by the reduction of 2.4 million in expenses with customers, and these expenses are expenditures with merchandise, freight, assembly, and that were not met by closed stores and that are being served directly by the plant and by judicial proceedings. And expenses with our own stores went down by 1 million reals due to the end of the operation, as we published in the release of 4Q16. Expenses with doubtful accounts were reduced by 0.2 million reals. On slide 21, we see the net result of the quarter, 4.4 million reals, generating a net margin of 11.4 percentage points. And slide 22, EBITDA, 7.4 million, generating an EBITDA margin of 19.4%. Now we would like to give the floor to the operator for the Q&A session. Ladies and gentlemen, we will start the Q&A session now. And in order to ask a question, please press star 1. In order to remove your question from the queue, please press star 2. Carlos Herrera from Tondo & Tucker. Good morning and thank you for the question. I have a few doubts. We continue to see the situation in demand, and can you tell us about your opinion about the recovery of this sector regarding timing, etc.? Good morning, Carlos. We cannot really give you a time frame in terms of a possible improvement in the scenario because it depends on the macro scenario. And we see that Brazil is going slowly but surely. And you can see that we have interest rates lower than ever. Inflation continues to be low in spite of the high exchange rate, dollar exchange rate. So it's very hard to tell you when we will be seeing some improvement in the segment. And the good indicators to analyze the situation and to be able to track this they're not 100% faithful, but I'm referring to credit volume and also the launches in civil construction. So these are the two indicators that we have in order to observe the behavior of sales. I don't know whether I have answered your question, and I have another question. We saw that there was a reduction in expenses, mainly in terms of assembly for end customers. Could you tell us whether this is recurrent or not? And when demand goes up, would that mean that this is going to increase as well and have a bigger impact on your margins? Carlos, I would like to clarify something. I think maybe I didn't make it clear enough. The expenses, such as expenses with our customers, are contingency expenses. Over the years, some stores have ended their operations in a disruptive fashion with us, be it because of financial situation of the seller, or sometimes because they just disappeared from the scenario. And we have to honor their commitment with our customers because this is ultimately our brand that is exposed. So this is the expenses I was referring to, assembly and freight. But these are expenses that did not generate any revenues for our company. Naturally, if sales go up in the segment where we operate directly, the data regarding assembly, etc., they are going to go up. But this is not what I mean when we talk about the reduction in contingency expenses. So let's make it clear. Thank you. In order to ask a question, please press star 1. In order to ask a question, please press star 1. The Q&A session has come to an end. I would like to give the floor back to Mr. Dallonde for his closing remarks. For additional information, please contact our investor relations area. Thank you very much for participating in the call, and we wish you a good day. Unicasa's call is closed. We thank you for your participation and wish you all a good day.